Sports in the Morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. After 30 years taking care of the Delson Outdoor Rink, Walter Gerba knows about ice. See ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Can promise you now this love that I feel for you always will
sing it
be.
Retro. Come on, Pinder.
You're not just time that I'm killing.
Don't know the words.
I'm no longer one of those guys.
Randy Travis,
sure as I live,
artist of the day.
This love that I give.
Born in this date, 1959. 20 number one hits. Come on, Wendy. You don't know this?
Forever, I don't even know this.
Ever, amen.
It's country, I know that.
As long as old men.
Yeah, some would say it's country.
Weather, as long as old women sit and talk about
this guy was in jail.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
It's a BA, it's a batter.
This guy is a little drinky. He could have mixed in a water on a few occasions for sure.
Heard him for a while. I'm very excited.
Are you very excited?
Very excited. I could sit on a patio and listen to
that. Well, so is he. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Patio would have been good yesterday.
Ooh, what's wrong with today?
What if, now, I'm just wondering if Bubbles were here and he was going to wish Randy Travis a happy birthday. I wonder what that would sound like.
Yeah, I don't know. Wonder if we... What you got? Nice, Randy. Been a big fan of your guitar work back today's Sunnyvale. Just want to wish you a real good happy birthday. Go get them.
I'm glad that you caught that because I don't think you did right at first.
I just didn't.
But as soon as I heard the... Every time I hear Randy, I think of either Pat getting the F-bomb from Randy.
I love Randy.
Or you doing your bubbles with the...
No shirt wearing, cheeseburger eating Randy, Bo Bandy.
You know what I wanted to mention? We kind of forgot about it. We talked about it in a commercial break. Yesterday, we got Stephen Brunt on, and we're talking, and Brunt is fantastic. He's great radio. He's just the best guy we got. Don't tell Elliot, but he's the best guy we got.
I'm going to tell Elliot.
The respect... Pat is here, by the way. He's on breakfast television right now. I thought I saw his mostly bald head walk in.
Oh.
Because I've got room to talk.
Wow.
Bit younger than that's who it was. Anyway, so yeah, we're talking to Brunt yesterday. I'm all over the place. Yeah, Brian DeHaan's here with burgers. We're sitting here talking to Brunt, and to tell you and to express to you the level of respect we have for Stephen Brunt, during our discussion, pheasant sweater guy walked by our window, like right here on the sidewalk. And we all kind of...
We caught our...
we were pointing, but did not lose our composure. We hung in there.
I don't know. Nothing about composure. You're not interrupting Brunt when he speaks.
You don't do it.
Can't do it. Maybe if he's talking about a fishing trip at the beginning of the end, but he was in the middle of something. You can't.
Even then, I think I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, man. I also just noticed that it's Mick Mars' birthday from Motley Crue. So we could have done Motley Crue.
Just read the book. Don't need the music.
Yeah.
Book's unreal.
Mick Mars. That's a dead man. That's two kids wearing a trench coat, one on each other's shoulders. That's not a man. How many times has that guy been pronounced dead?
They weren't afraid of anything.
Oh. Did you read Slash's book?
No, but the...
Like he was dead. Heart stopped, like it's over. And they brought him back. He was like, almost like, what is it, Homer Simpson, like lying down and the elevator doors were like, ka-kunk, ka-kunk, like kept closing on him when he was like lying dead in the elevator. Rock and roll, man. It's kind of like sports talk.
So how we live.
So similar.
Just badass.
No slowing us down. Yeah.
The Calgary Flames, 23 hours ago, announced that they were letting go Bob Hartley and Jacques Cloutier. Cloutier, not shocking because he is very much tied to Bob Hartley. The Bob Hartley one may be a little bit surprising. Just for some perspective, less about Hartley and more about the Calgary Flames and their penchant, if you will, of moving on from coaches. They have one series win, one playoff series win in 11 seasons. So since 2004, one playoff series win, five coaches. Soon we'll name their sixth. Daryl Sutter, Jim Playfair, Mike Keenan, Brent Sutter, Bob Hartley, and now Mr. X. Is there any, some, because I know in Edmonton, the thing there, where's the continuity? We'll sit here. Why don't you keep these guys? They've just done it at more of a rapid rate. There's been more of the 1 year, 2 year, Kruger, you're in, now you're gone. Pat Quinn, Tom Rennie, we're going to try it. Nope, didn't work. Quinn, you're gone. Rennie, try it. Nope, you're gone. That whole thing.
Bad hair, Aiken's in for a while. He was gone quick. It's going to be the savior.
Great hair. What are you talking about?
Always it's not
smoothed out nice.
It's not a lot different here. It's just they've kind of met the end of their contracts a little bit more. Although Keenan was let go with a year left. Hartley's let go with a year left. I think Brent did his full three and then was let go.
No, but 4 years. That's three coaches in Edmonton.
Wow. Right? Regardless. There's not been anything that's stuck here for any amount of time.
All right, go back further. You probably, that's a little quick to do, but
if
you go back
question.
20 years, it's the same thing.
No, mid-90s here? Agreed. Greg Gilbert and
Pierre Page, Donnie Hay, Gibby.
Hay, that's right.
Yeah. So, I don't know that that has anything to do with this. It's just an interesting
you know what,
observation.
All it has to do is with what Burke said. You win.
You stay.
You stay.
Have
you
fun.
Win, you win, you stay. It's very simple.
To that to note, really quick, do you think it's conceivable that Bob Hartley, if he gets the playoffs this year, that no problem, that he gets a new extension? Because if it's just about winning, because I feel like this is not about the win-loss record so much as the shelf life thing.
You don't fire a coach, maybe a first-round loss, you'd still look at it and take a chance on firing him. But I think a guy with a year left that gets your team to the playoffs 2 years in a row with a team that's, not really expected to be a juggernaut in the NHL, I think that you'd have a hard time firing him.
So to that point, and I don't know that I disagree, but you weren't going to be able to fire him last year after winning the Jack Adams. If he did better this year, would you... Treliving spoke about just that yesterday.
It's a body of work. I mean, I don't think nothing really changed per se. Again, we've talked about last year. I think you got to take short snippets. We're putting, last year's now 2 years ago, I think you're referring to. Ken King a while back made a great quote that I've stolen many times. It said, 2 years ago, we made 18 40-foot putts. A lot went right. That's not to diminish anything anyone did from Bob on down, but this is how we move forward. And to most effectively move forward, to get what I think the most is out of our group, to continue to grow, this wasn't just a happenstance. So I felt this decision had to be made.
Made the comment, did Treliving, felt that Bob Hartley had taken this team as far as it was going to go with him at the helm.
Okay.
That's what...
Exit interviews... Picked up on things, made a decision. Very clear to me what happened.
They talked about the style of play that they want. They talked about, obviously, the exit interviews and all of that. And again, the easy thing would have been to bring him back and let him coach. And if it doesn't work out, then let him go. But if you're already of that mindset, you're already thinking about firing. You really are. I give them credit. That would be the easy thing to do. Well, we'll just wait and see. He felt like a change was necessary. He did it. It's fair to Bob because if he doesn't get a job, he's got a year to get paid. If he wants to get right back in, there's a number of openings right now. Has anybody been hired? I don't think so. He hasn't missed out on anything. And for the Flames, they can now do a full search. I give them, whether you think it's wrong or right, that's the one thing I'll give them. is that I think they did this the right way.
Yeah, and if you're Brad Treliving or Brian Burke, I mean, how many coaches do you have before your head's on the block? This isn't necessarily a move that you want to make as early if you're thinking about self-preservation. If you're thinking about team first, this was a tough decision to make. This was not the easy way out.
No.
The easy way out was to just status quo and, you know, we've got a scapegoat next year if things don't go well. They didn't do that.
This is Brad's first hire, so now you hate to put it this way, but the clock really starts to tick on Treliving now. The trades, the signings, the hirings, the firings, this is all now on him, right?
Yes.
To this point, well, that's not his coach. Okay, well, now he can fire. That grace period, that honeymoon phase that you sometimes have, it's pretty much gone now for Brad. It's kind of...
Yeah. Not a lot of GMs get two coaches.
It's his.
So, you know, Lou Lamoriello got 40, but most GMs get one.
Yeah.
It's a huge hire.
You said, Retro, that you've talked to some people, and you weren't surprised. I don't think we were surprised to hear this. Where do you... You played, and I this is why I'm happy you're here for this. Some people will say, Bob Hartley was hard on the players. Well, poor babies. You know what? Be a pro. You're making millions. Man up and accept it. Where does that end? And no. There's 82 games. There's practice.
When I was playing, they hired Hartley here. I was shocked. Because all I'd ever heard was guys do not want to play for him. Ever. I mean, you think guys don't talk about coaches and organizations around the league and know guys on other teams. When they hired him here, I was like, wow, that's a stab. I didn't know that there was a relationship between him and Feaster. Would that kind of made it all kind of make sense? But from a player's perspective and knowing what I knew the reputation-wise, I was stunned by it because I knew guys that hadn't enjoyed playing for him. And looking back over his time here, it's the same story that you've said, Pinder said. I think they were fortunate. They did well because they made the playoffs and won a round in his 4 years here. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And his time is up. I think he took it as far, like Treliving said. He went as far as he could with this team, and now it's time for a new voice. I think it's just what it is. It's not a slight against him. He's good to the people, the media. But on the players, he's a hard ass.
I'll say that.
And being a hard ass isn't a – Daryl Sutter is too. And I loved playing for him. But that's not what you heard. Sometimes it's about what you don't hear, right? If you ask a player, hey, how's your coach? Oh, he's okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's okay? Or does that mean, should you be hearing, I love my coach. Every day I love going to the rink and playing hard for that guy. That's saying something. Not very many guys are going to go, I don't like my coach. They might say, my coach is okay.
Because they don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
It's their way of avoiding a conversation that can get them in trouble.
Exactly.
When did the story come out when the St. Louis, with the St. Louis media? Where, and I forget who it was.
Was
it during last season? So, I mean, it's going, well, they made the playoffs and won around.
It was Strickland or something.
Strickland or the other guy. I'm trying to remember his name. I think it was Rutherford was talking to a player. And I think people are familiar with the story. If you're not, during a face-off, St. Louis is in town. One of the players says to one member of the Flames, geez, you guys are playing great. It's going well. We're doing all right. How's Hartley to play for? Because there again, you think, oh, this guy's got you going. It's like, oh, can't stand him. Now again, does that mean you're a sourpuss? Maybe, but does it mean that they don't like the coach? Maybe they don't like the coach. And I'll go one step further. I spoke with someone this year, and again, it sounds like we're trying to bury him. I'm not. I'm just telling you what I heard. One of the things that ruffled feathers this year was when the Flames had their 7-game home winning streak. No extra days off. No time off.
CBA minimum days off for this club under Bob.
Nothing. There was zero reward for those things. You paid hard when things weren't going well. There was practice and he'd skate you and the mountain climbers and all of that sort of thing. And we've talked about the training camps. and how these guys have skated hundreds of miles before the season even starts. But I know that that was one that rubbed the room the wrong way, is when they were finally playing better after a bad start, and it was still keep going, keep going. No reward.
Worst game seven ever seen in Calgary. You were there.
Yeah.
Part of the reason was Sutter. We won for, we got home ice. Won the division. Or the, yeah, the, we didn't win the conference, I don't think. But the push was to win the division, all relentlessly to get there. And by the time we got there, we're done. It was over. Emotionally spent and tired and this and that. And, but I'm just trying to set an example for what the guys are feeling. It's not about pouting and whining. It's about, okay, I've been pushed, and now I'm done.
My body needs a rest.
I'm done.
Yeah. You mentioned about Sutter all the time that, yeah, he was a hard ass to play for, but he knew when to back off.
Yeah.
That might be Bob's fatal blow.
And you're right, Boom. It's not a pile on Hartley. I'm telling you, with what he was handed, winning a playoff series.
Incredible.
Unreal. Was what he was given to work with. So.
Their second line for the bulk of that season was Backlund, Jones, and Boma. I mean, that's a coaching job.
Mm-hmm. Time was up.
Time was up. Will he coach again? We can discuss that. Pinder and I spoke about it briefly this morning. And who's next here? Is it as simple as, well, this guy was a hard ass, and now you bring in a nice guy. Once the nice guy doesn't win, then you need a hard. I don't know.
You go get the right guy. And I got a feeling that these guys it's just a gut. But I feel like because Treliving was not given a chance, but Berkey went out and got someone different, a guy that maybe not everyone had heard of and was, not just a
recycle.
I think that's what they'll do. I think they'll get someone different.
The more I think about it, the more that's where I'm at as well. I think if you've got, like, where's your window to win and who's the coach that's going to help you do it? Because you have to match those two things.
And we've talked about the recycle and all that stuff. I think that that's going to stop. I think that the teams are going to start going and using guys that, it's the new NHL. You have to bring in some new blood and. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll get new coaches in there doing that.
New Jersey did that. It's worked well. Philadelphia did that. It's worked very well for them. I agree with you. But the biggest surprise on the other side of that was seeing John Tortorella get another deal. I thought he was done in the NHL. Right. Columbus brings him in.
But is that it? I mean, there's still bad decisions that will be made.
Well, you look at Pittsburgh, right? They went to Mike Johnston. Didn't work. Bring in Mike Sullivan. Never head coach. Was an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's working fine.
Yeah, just fine.
We'll break at 7:27 right now and come back with more. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. 80-year-old Walter Gerba is the king of the Delton Outdoor Rink. Watch ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four.
I got a
I read some more love letters.
I got a great text from
Brent Kern.
It's the mugshot of Randy Travis.
Oh dear.
Then I went through the jewelry.
And Randy's had better days. Because he is inebriated and was on the wrong end of some right crosses and jabs from the looks of things.
It'll happen.
He liked himself some of that vodka.
Which?
A little vodka. But who doesn't?
Apparently that was a church parking lot fight.
Those are the worst ones.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Who hasn't? Right?
It's like politics and religion. Those are the hardest fights to have.
Who doesn't, right? Who doesn't, man?
Oh, boy.
Well, we can definitely do that, Jason, if you would like.
Well, they're here. They brought us food.
Jason is asking if we should do this now.
I do believe. Why would we make these poor gentlemen stand
around? We could probably
before
bring
none
them,
of us can talk from all the meat in our faces.
Sure, they've got better things to do.
Is the food going to get warmer or colder? I mean, I think this is...
All right.
Mine's already been housed, one of them. So.
All right. Wow. Well, it's always great to welcome someone who brings meat to the show and then sit them down and put a microphone in front of their face because we're going to eat. So we bring them in early. We bring them in early so that the burgers don't go cold. He's Brian DeHaan from South Street Burger Company.
Howdy.
I remember back years and years ago when it was all just a... Just a vision. South Street Burger up at Cross Iron Mills.
That's where we were, yeah.
Me and Kerr go up there to do a little show, the grand opening. And now you're a...
The Boomer Burger. Yeah. That's where it started there,
we had
right?
the Boomer Burger. Yeah. Yeah, man.
What was the Boomer? Do you remember?
A little bit of everything, I think,
just
was Boomer.
All well, very lean.
I remember I got coerced by Brian to try the mango chutney against my better, whatever you call it. And it was delicious.
What, four or five patties on the
because you know what you had? You had you had the salty.
You didn't hold
salty
back.
Burn, then a little sweet in there to just kind of give your two a what for your taste buds. That's what that was all about. And since that, now you're like a burger magnate. You're
no,
like
he's a burger baron.
You're a burger baron.
Yeah, just opened our fourth store out at East Hills.
That might be copyright infringement, though, if we go burger baron. We don't want to step on anybody's toes.
There's still some of those. There's still a few.
I know there are. Yeah.
Those small town.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Drive through.
Yeah, there's a few.
All right.
So you started in Cross Iron. Yeah. Then I know there's one on 130th.
Yeah, we have Beacon Hill in
Beacon
between
Hill.
That. And now 130th,
East Hills.
East Hills, which is Stony and 17th Avenue.
Yeah. And I think we all know where that is. The city's growing out there.
Yeah, apparently, on your way to Chestermere. Just about Chestermere, actually.
Apparently it's growing, yeah. The city continues to grow.
It
you
does,
seem
yeah.
to have all the corners covered.
That you kind
on the
do.
Ring road, we laugh about it. We're just right around.
Yeah, it's the burger monopoly game.
Yeah,
you're kind of adding things as you go. Business must be good.
Yeah, things are good. I mean, you know, we're happy to bring some burgers down for you guys this morning. So we're doing a big show tomorrow afternoon out at the shop. So we wanted to.
Are you going
to
charge us or maybe?
No, okay. No, you're good. You guys are
no,
good.
No, Kern Steinberger going out to the new location. They'll be going there, and you've also. Got Finn McCool's up in Red Deer. Memorial Cup is on it.
Ooh.
Remember what I tell you?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
What I tell you? I got a voicemail yesterday. I got some people I know that
Come
have
up
some
for
Red,
a beer
Deer,
up there. Yeah,
Red Deer
for sure.
connections.
Oh, you're very popular.
Yeah. I'm a very powerful person, Red. Very powerful person in small towns. That's
so
my life. Because we laughed about it that day. And it's still, I feel like the burger is still, I don't know where it went, but it came back and you saw all these standalone burger, right? Then you've got Five Guys and In-N-Out and everything just started to be burger. And I still think that there's something to be said about it because when you talk to Red, what's your favorite, you know, what's it? Oh, the burger at such and such a place or such and such a place. It can be done so many different ways, but yet it's tough to mess up a burger. But that's that's what's great about you is you kind of get to, well, how do you want to do it? What do you want?
Yeah, absolutely. You build your own, and that's kept us going, really separated us from the rest. I mean, it's all fresh. It's build your own burger, fresh cut fries, hand scoop milkshakes. We're trying to do it all. And I think, you know, we're hanging in there through all the tough, economic times. I mean, everybody's feeling it, of course. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, tons of competition in town, but we're winning. We're winning.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. So what else? What's next? Is there, when they finish the other part of the ring road?
What's next?
You'll get this
grill. We'll put one out there. Yeah.
Is this lovely grilled sausage that I've yet to try?
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. That's my favorite, actually, on all that. Energy, we should have brought some of those, I guess.
Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, come back.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
We're here.
That's right.
Rhett's got, what, 6 days left?
Yeah, you
got
to be here before next
You really
got
to hustle for this, don't you?
So, and you do have a location. Do you have a South Street location in Red Deer or just
No, it's just the Finns up there. I'm partners with some fellas up there.
The hell are you
We're
doing?
We're working on it, man. We're working on it.
Time to TikTok, dude. what are you worried about? Come on, let's do this.
Love
thing.
Red Deer. Yeah, for sure. We're doing a big show actually up there at Finn McCool's just before Memorial Cup starts.
Yeah.
Again, come up for a beer.
What are you doing with those guys?
Well, no, why
you
are you hanging
expensive.
Out with
You guys
those
are
guys.
All, you're fancy. If, you guys are the fancy money.
The big what? The big show.
Get, come on now. Come on. Get us up there.
Now, tomorrow, I just, if I could mention, tomorrow we're going to, yeah, come up and see us for the big show, but we're going to match a donation to our sales tomorrow for the folks up in Fort Mac.
Nice.
So, to the Red Cross. So
good on you.
When you come up and visit us and buy a burger, we're going to match those sales, Junior's Food Services company, to donation to the Red Cross.
I know some people, and I see it's changed this morning, but some people we're very bullish on our Alberta beef. We like Alberta beef, and like you said, it's fresh stuff, and that's what you're all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We're Canadian beef, Alberta beef. You know,
yeah,
we're those guys for sure.
Have you ever done the math in as far as how many different combinations you could because some
people? Well, I'm looking at all the toppings here. You've got quite a list, so
because you've got the different types of ketchups, and then you've got different mayos, and you've got
25 different toppings, 5 different kinds of cheeses. So, what's the math on that?
Somebody
wrote the calculator.
Each to their own, but like, what's one that you would never?
Oh,
because I'm. Well, is it the
what?
Just trying to think of what not. Yeah. I'm not putting green olives on my burger.
I'm fine with it. Enjoy olives,
and you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
Now these maple infused onions.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True
this
north.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a list. Wasabi mayo.
Text line is loving you. Please bring a South Street Burger to Lethbridge.
Oh,
they're begging.
Okay.
Shout out to South Street Burger. They really do have great burgers. Remember trying them when you guys were on site a few years ago. That place is good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what? We're antibiotic, hormone free too. We're all into that, and people have received us really well. I mean, you know, it's funny. It's 7 years ago. This summer that we were out there.
Is it really?
Doing it. Yeah, I know. Okay. I know I'm 100 years old.
Yeah. Well, I'm right there too.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them about our trip to Philadelphia on the Flames trip that time? Or are we still going to keep that under the
I don't know.
What should we talk about?
The shirt's off?
The clothes are falling off.
Glenn Divert is listening. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know what's great is I tell these guys that every once in a while, the wheels come off. They don't believe me.
Yeah.
But, you know... If the situation is right, and you were there for one of the rare viewings.
It. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. It was special.
Yeah. Special.
I bet.
Yeah.
No He's doubt. Been threatening that the Red Deer might happen again when he goes up there for the Memorial Cup.
So you better be careful. We'll host you up there. That's you guys right. come up and we'll get the shirts off.
So give us the location, kind of, so 17th, kind of dial it in for us a little bit.
So 17th Avenue Southeast. So you head straight east that way, or you go Stoney and then head east on towards Chestermere.
So
and there's on
the east side of Stoney.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's new development there. There's Walmart, Costco's going in there, a whole bunch. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere right now, but it's been great so far.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you guys up there tomorrow and
treat
that part of town.
Take care of Kerr and Steinberg for us.
Yeah.
Take care of them, you know. And then kick them off the show.
Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, so we got a few beers up there. We got the Coronas and all that, too. We serve beer, draft beer, too, up at that burger joint. So,
yeah. And then tell the big show to beat it when you go to Red Deer, and we'll come.
Yeah, okay.
We'll set that up.
All right.
Sounds fair.
Thanks for the burgers, and congrats on the new spot. Well done. There you go. Brian DeHaan, South Street Burger Company. Get it. 7:42, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Walter Gerba, 80-year-old ice maker, caretaker, wisecracker, and ATB's fourth home ice hero. Watch him win $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
On one hand, I count the reasons I could stay with you and hold you close to me all night long.
Brian's enjoying the Randy Travis. True to form,
so
old guys in the room.
Lovers games, I'd love
liking a little on the other hand. Coming up in the 8 o'clock, Rob Kerr going to join us. He was at the Dome yesterday. They actually got booted. They had a fire alarm.
Too many hot takes.
Too many hot takes.
Francis was in. That always happens.
Sorry, we're going to need you to leave because...
Francis is setting off the bloody...
What happened?
Too many hot takes. The fire alarm went off.
No, in here?
No, at the Dome yesterday. So they had...
Just get a new stadium.
Kerr and Francis outside. That would fix everything. Just... Come on.
Get a new one.
We'll do what you want to talk about. As mentioned, Rob Kerr, his thoughts on what took place yesterday. Bob Hartley relieved of his duties by the Calgary Flames. You mentioned coming in, and I agree with you. I'm maybe surprised isn't the right word, but I'll use it. I'm surprised by how many people are disappointed to see Bob Hartley go. I don't know that there's usually a strong affinity one way or the other. Usually when the team is not winning, it's like, good, let's get next guy up. But it seems like because of the personality and the likability that that Hartley had in the media and put out there, people, I think there's a lot of people that are sad to see him go.
Well, he was, I don't.
Yeah.
Because they're not in the room.
I think for the casual fan on the street, this is.
It's a shocker.
Confounding. But if the closer you get, the more you realize there was a big issue here.
Yeah.
And that's what I find it odd, because we're in here trying to explain and appease those people almost in a way, because you get the texts and it's like, why? Well, the pouty players, they play hard just because he's good to the media. Well, being good to the media doesn't.
Oh, he brought chocolate on Easter.
Doesn't get you results.
Yeah.
And if you push it too hard as a coach, and he knows that. I think the one thing that people don't realize is that coaches understand what they have to do and what it means at the end. I'm going to push this team to the brink, and then I'm going to get canned. Hmm. I'll try to manipulate it and work it and however I see fit and make them better, this team. But eventually, I'm done. He's been fired before. This is not a new experience.
I don't know how far, because we got to do clean it up. You know what? At eight, I'll ask you in the commercial break, and then we'll do it after 8 o'clock. Because I don't want you to go into places where you're uncomfortable. Because you talked to a lot of players, you played, you still have the relationship with a lot of guys. So I don't want you to be throwing anybody under the bus. What we need to do right now, though, because we are 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's time to clean it up.
Time now for Hey, Clean It Up with Boomer and Warner in the morning.
Clean It Up is brought to you by Trail Appliances. There's nothing worse than a messy and disorganized garage. Clean it up with Gladiator Garage Works, available at Trail Appliances.
Hey, for Trail Appliances, it's time to clean it up. How does this work? Well, we take a look around. Life, sports, whatever. And there's no shortage of people who just have no idea what they're doing. They're negatively impacting other people's lives, and they need to clean it up. Who would like to start?
Jason Terry, what are you doing?
Who?
Jason Terry, the Houston Rockets guard, guaranteeing a win against the Warriors. And then going out and putting up 0 points. Way to go, big guy.
It's like Messier, right?
Clean it up.
Guarantee the win. He's show got the, up big.
He's got the guarantee down.
Yeah.
I guarantee we will win.
Zero. How hard is it to shoot a dime?
Yeah.
Did not.
You don't shoot a dime.
Can you not do a dunk?
Drop a deuce?
No, don't do that.
That's what he did. He dropped a deuce right in center deuce. Court.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta finish.
I already said clean it up.
Well, give him a good one.
Give him a hard one.
Jason Terry, clean it up.
That's good. Well done. I'm gonna go back to the NFL draft if you don't mind.
All right.
Round one was essentially watching a man plummet. The best player available in the draft on many people's boards fell from 3 to 4 to 5, all the way down to 13, where the Miami Dolphins selected Laremy Tunsil, the Tunsil Tumble, as it would be known. Here's a tip for you, Laremy. I don't even care if you smoke pot. Just don't take a bloody video of your bong attached to a gas mask. $7 to $10 million it costs him. Get as stoned as you want. Don't make a video, dummy. Clean it up.
Leave the poor guy alone.
Yeah, this kind one here... This one here, there is a it's swimming. Swimming championship.
Swimming.
The IPC about? European Championships. Well, just wait for it. Guy by the name of Joseph Craig, Paralympic swimming champion, taking part in this in the European Championships. He's a teenager, made it through to the first heat of a 100-meter race. However, he was prevented from competing in the Sunday final, even though he had the time to get there, because he had a tattoo on the left side of his chest of the Olympic rings. He was disqualified for not covering up his tattoo of the Olympic rings. The 19-year-old who has cerebral palsy won two gold medals at the 2012 Paralympic Games in London, set new world records at the age of 15, and got the heave-ho because, as a Olympic champion, had a tattoo of the Olympic rings. So, to the dummies at the IPC European Championship,
I still don't understand how or
clean it up.
The problem is,
it's not the Olympics. It's a different competition. You know, people are very outraged. You can't do that.
That is insane.
So, to a 19-year-old with cerebral palsy who's a world record holder, well done.
Well, he's one of my favorites. He's got the team going, and well, they're behind 2-1 to Pittsburgh right now. But we really need to work with Mr. Barry Trotz. You cannot be doing interviews after the game and touting out nicknames such as Backy and JoJo. I'm sorry.
Now, who was Backy?
I don't know, because Backstrom.
Nick it was Backstrom, yeah. And Marcus, it was Marcus Johansson, right?
Yes.
He was
Yo-Yo?
JoJo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, don't ever.
That is it.
Just don't ever do that.
You're a man with a certain amount of respect. You're looked at by from your peers, and then you go out and throw a Backy and a JoJo into an interview? Dude. Clean it up.
Dude. Very quickly, Stars goaltending. Chris Russell, put the pads on him. He's better than you donkeys. Clean it up.
He didn't look very good last time.
Walking shots is might be his best.
Sorry.
Skill.
Bye.
Now, if the youngster from the Paralympic Games, if that was a little bit dark, get ready for this one.
Uh-oh.
Prosecutors say they have charged former San Francisco 49er Dana Stubblefield with the rape of a, quote, developmentally delayed woman. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office say 45-year-old Stubblefield was charged Monday with sexually assaulting the woman last year at his home. Dana Stubblefield, there is a special little corner in a pocket of HE double hockey sticks waiting for you. They got the chair all set there for you, because that is about as deplorable a thing as a human being can do. So Dana Stubblefield, dude, clean it up. Do you have a very timely take for us now, Rhett?
Deflategate.
Oh, good.
What is going on with this? It's come back into my life. It's disappointed me from day one, and it continues to disappoint me. The fact that we're still hearing it. Is it 2 years?
I am.
2 years later, still ongoing? Tom Brady, you cheating sack up. Don't deflate the damn balls, Brady. Clean it up.
Uh-huh.
Sitting on that for a while, I think.
You guys done?
Still tick.
No, I'm just trying to.
You don't agree?
No, I agree. I'm just thinking. I was gonna tell us to clean it up.
What'd we do?
Well, Pheasant Sweater Guy has become a prominent part of the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like we cheated the audience yesterday when we didn't.
No.
When we didn't mention Pheasant Sweater Guy, he walked right by our windows.
Didn't Pinder snap a pic?
I did get a picture of him.
Great pic.
He'll be back.
I think we figured out his routine. It's
probably usually, pretty soon.
Usually between 7 and 8:30.
He's not here soon.
So we're okay then?
A couple days a week.
All right. That's Clean It Up.
That was Hey, Clean It Up with Boomer and Warner in the morning.
Clean It Up is brought to you by Trail Appliances. There's nothing worse than a messy and disorganized garage. Clean it up with Gladiator Garage Works, available at Trail Appliances.
We're at 8 o'clock. More on Bob Hartley's firing and where the team goes from here as well. Rob Kerr will join us at 8:25. And what you want to talk about, you get your say on the fan feedback line. All in a busy 8 o'clock hour. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. 80-year-old Walter Gerba is the king of the Delton Outdoor Rink. Watch ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.